Previously on Left Behind.
Why would there be a light on when Chicago's been declared full of radiation?
Proceed as ordered, Captain. No mercy, no prisoners.
All Operation Eagle personnel are on combat duty, effective immediately.
Dad promised I could go on the next mission if all the bases were covered.
Chloe, I'm gonna tell you this one more time. Get out of there!
Duke, explain your mark.
Give high priority to finding this informant. I want lie detector tests for everyone on board.
Carpathia knows there's a mole. They're on to me.
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 106 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Almost on top of us. They're gonna grind these people into the dust.
Maybe we should have fired on them.
Wait, yeah. Wait, listen. What? Something's happening.
Whoa. Oh.
The earth. Oh. The earth is opening.
Oh. Brace yourself.
Oh. Why? Oh.
Oh. Watch it.
Oh. I don't believe it. They're just gone. The whole army swallowed like it was nothing. Oh, that's incredible.
Look, the walls are. The chasm's coming back together!
It is just like the Red Sea in biblical days. The earth returns to its original state. People. People! As long as you are on your knees, I cannot think of a better time to thank the God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank the one in whom there is no change, neither shadow of turning. Praise the Holy One of Israel. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I didn't mean to give you such a scare. I'm Enoch.
Hi, Chloe.
Welcome, Chloe. We have limited food supplies, if that's what you're after.
Oh, I'm not looking for food. I just saw your light, and I was curious.
We thought we were the only ones left in the city. We run the camera just in case.
I have a lot of questions for you.
As do we.
I'm afraid I can't say much, and I'll understand if you choose not to either.
We have nothing to hide.
Okay. So what is this place?
It was once a currency exchange. But it adjoins the basement of an abandoned office building. Since they're connected, it gives us the chance to stay underground. The currency exchange had the camera and a safe that was left open. We never found the combination, so we don't close it all the way. Some prefer to sleep in here.
This is pretty big. How many?
As of last night, 31.
You're not serious.
Why wouldn't I be?
What are you all doing here? How did you get here?
Well, let's go down through the other building. I'm sure that's what my friends and I want to know from you as well.
All right, Operation Eagle, listen up. I want constant rounds of chopper hops to get the rest of these people inside Petra. We think Carpathia used our Mizpah Ramon airstrip for the offensive without destroying it. We'll take advantage of that. We're operating under the assumption that he'll have to get battle assessment from satellite photos, and the picture as of this moment will be confusing to say the least. We're also assuming no one had time to make radio contact. Let's see if we can be in and out by the time he figures out what happened.
So none of you have been outside since the bombing of the city?
If we come to believe it's safe, all of us might just take a walk before dawn. Now, tell us more.
You can vouch for everyone in here, Enoch?
Check our marks.
Well, we've seen phony marks before.
Then my word won't mean a thing. You're gonna have to decide for yourself.
All right. I mentioned to Enoch that we have a spiritual mentor living with us. He's Jewish. He was a rabbi, now a believer. His name is Dr. Tzion Ben Judah.
The Tzion Ben Judah?
Yes. And I'm Chloe Steele Williams.
The Chloe Williams? Well, the Lord bless me, because I have one thing to say to you. We're hungry.
You look it. What have you been living on?
Canned goods, dry goods. We've been slowly rationing them, but they're running out fast. We're not going to make it. Do you think the co-op might...
Send a couple of people back with me, and I'll load them up with enough supplies to feed you for a month. Then we'll figure out a way you can contribute to the cause and start trading for food. First, though, I'm dying to hear your story.
Who's up there? If you're GC, I will shoot.
Mr. Lucas?
What do you want?
Oh, Mr. Lucas, I'm Marcel Papadopoulos. My parents...
Shh. Are you alone?
Yes.
Let me see your forehead. All right, hurry. Get down here. I knew your parents, of course. I knew you too, did I not?
I was in a different house church from my parents.
Who sent you here?
The old toothless one with the car.
Oh, Kronos. I should wring his neck.
Don't blame him. He warned me not to come out during the day, but I have run out of places to go.
Your parents, weren't they with Pastor Demetrius and...
They were, and so was I. But somehow, a believer who had infiltrated the GC accused me of being an American and dragged me out, then let me go. I gave him my parents' name, and I've been praying ever since that he got them out, too.
He did not.
I was afraid of that.
We know who the American is, Marcel. He also was able to get a young woman out.
I have met her, Georgiana. She found her way to one of the co-op stations. How did this man do it?
Well, frankly, he made a mistake with you. He used another boy's name.
Yes, I told him the only other name I knew from in there... Paolo Ganter.
Well, this fake GC told authorities at the prison that you were Paolo and that he was deporting you. When Ganter took the mark, they realized someone else was gone. They quickly determined your name. He must have done the same with the girl. Fortunately, your liberator was gone before they realized what he had done.
I would love to thank that man. He's American?
Yes.
Can I get a message to him?
It can be done.
What am I going to do now, Mr. Lucas? I am out of options.
Well, as you can see, I'm living in a small dugout hole in a garbage heap. There's no room for you here.
The room is fine. We could expand.
We? Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, son.
Chloe. 3.5 years ago, there was something like a church meeting here. Some of us, how many been to that old church thing at least once? About a half dozen or so. The rest of us just seen a flyer, a brochure about the place. We still have those, don't we? It's kind of simple. Just a regular piece of paper folded in half, then printed on the 4 pages in black and white. Here's one.
The place. Jesus loves pimps, oh, yeah, okay, let's see, we talk about Jesus and what the Bible says about him and you. Come as you are.
Come on now, let me see that. You don't have to skip over the rough parts, Chloe. Jesus loves pimps. How many here? Jesus loves hoes. How many of you were hoes? Crackheads. How about drunks? Mothers with no husbands. Children with no fathers. Now everybody in here raised their hand at least once. And some of us can raise our hands a few times. Pimps, hoes, crackheads, players. And such were some of you. But you were washed. But you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God.
Ha,
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Come on!
Was blind, but now I see.
Glory! Come on, brothers and sisters.
My friend, how are you?
God is good, Lucas. How are things with you?
My world has changed a bit, but yes, God is still good.
What can I do for you?
You will not believe who is here with me right now. Is Cameron there?
I wish he was. He's helping with an operation we have going. Who's with you?
The boy Cameron rescued. His name is Marcel. He tells me the girl, Georgiana, is on the run as well.
Oh, Buck will be thrilled. He wondered what happened with those kids.
Raven, you must come get these children out of here.
Excuse me?
You must get them to safety.
Nowhere is safe, Lucas.
But your safe house? Your man with the disguises and the papers. Yeah, literally one wrong look from death here at any given moment.
Well, we are stopping on Crete. If you could somehow get them there...
Captain Steele, you have not seen the oceans. There is no water travel. None. Could we not somehow try to get them to the airport your people flew into last time? It would be risky, I know, but we could...
It would be a death trap. We'll have virtually everyone with us.
Oh, there must be some way. Someone.
Let me get back to you.
Almost every one of us has a similar story. The streets were our lives. Most of us had some kind of religious upbringing as kids, but we moved a long way from that. Better part of this here group has served time, and most all of us should have. There was no legal or illegal. Things was just the way of the street, a matter of survival. Most of us had seen this place and knew something churchy went on here. What didn't add up is that folk of every size, shape, and color would be going in and coming out. Now, these people will tell you, some came here once or twice to try to work the system and get something free. Some came straight up and sat through a meeting or two. But all of us, even those who never came once, were fixing to get around to it. One of these days, we told ourselves, we ought to go check out that mix-em-up church, as we called it. Well, now, you know the rest of the story. End of the world. People disappearing. And lo and behold, all of us fixing to find time to stop by the Mix-Em-Up Church suddenly had all the time in the world, sister. Empty clothes all over the place. Just like everywhere else. And nobody to tell us what was what. Just like everywhere else. But here's the thing. This little church must have had some money from somewhere because they had the equipment to record everything they did, audio and video. So here we are, 2-3 dozen no-account street folk. Somebody finds all these recordings, bam! It didn't take long to get our discombobulated heads wrapped around the truth. It was all right there, in front of us. Most of us stayed put, sleeping right here, watching, listening, studying, praying to get straight with Jesus. Then all of a sudden, World War III, and Chicago's got a big old bullseye on it. First, we hear it's not nuclear. Then we hear it is. We all right sat down and waited to die of radiation poisoning. When that didn't happen, we started to make a life out of what we done got right here. We've been planning on running out of food sometime real soon. That is, till you wandered in.
Excuse me a second. That'll be Zeke. Wait till he hears about you guys.
George, I'm wondering if I can interest you in a mission on your way back to San Diego.
Thought you'd never ask.
Okay, here's the deal. I'd like you to consider picking up a couple of teenagers, kids Buck released in Greece.
Greece? I miss the old names.
United Carpathian States, whatever. I can't give you papers on short notice, but if I can reach our guy in New Babylon, you should be able to bluff your way around. If they check, you'll already be in the system.
I can probably come up with some reason why I don't have papers.
Good.
And you want me to drop these kids off in Chicago?
Unless you want them in California.
S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N?
Right. First name, George.
I can put him in the system, but he'll have to wait a couple hours.
Why the delay?
Surprise inspection's coming in about 15 minutes.
How could it be a surprise?
It's all listed in the security database. I'm going to enjoy watching them try to hack into my laptop. I totally crashed it. Looks like they're a little early. Gotta go.
Be careful, Chang.
Mr. Chang Wong.
All right, Mother. I love you, too. No, someone's here. Did I forget to lock my door?
Hang up the phone, please, and join us over here.
I have to go now. Yes, I will. Goodbye. And what if I don't want to join you?
Now, sir.
Thanks for making me feel welcome in my own place.
This is not your place, Mr. Wong. This is the property of His Excellency, the Potentate. And you serve here at his behest. This is Mr.
Lars! How are you, man? I know him. We're in the same department.
We need your cooperation and silence, Mr. Wong.
Oh, okay. What's up?
We need to search your apartment.
For what?
Routine.
You won't find any routine here. I'm studying English words new to me, and my current favorite is serendipity. That's what you'll find here, the opposite of routine.
We don't need your permission. We are just being polite.
Of course. My clue was your use of a master key to get in my apartment.
I'll be asking a few questions.
I thought Mr. Figueroa would...
Sit down, Chang.
I'd like my lawyer present before submitting to the polygraph.
How about turning off the smart aleck for a while, huh?
Do the questions relate to finding a link from the palace to the suspected mole?
You've already been interrogated?
Is this one of the questions?
Got a computer. Looks like a personal laptop.
If you tell me what you're looking for, I can help.
Bring it over here.
I'm so glad you're here, Lars. I had everything on that hard drive, and I mean everything. It's toast. I've tried everything.
Everything you know?
That's right. That's why I'm so glad you're here. I know you can solve it.
You bet your life I can.
So while you work on that, Mr. Figueroa can ask me the questions.
He'll ask you the same questions I will.
Only with him, I'll answer. With you, I won't.
Then you'll be suspected as the leak, and you don't want that, guilty or not. You hear what happened to the stewards today?
Shock me.
Sentenced to death.
For what?
Subversion. Treason. They flunked the lie detector test. They were feeding information to a mole here. Conversations between the potentate and his people were acted upon before they were through talking. Huh? Put this mic on, right?
Start with my computer, will you?
Yes, Mr. Figueroa, sir. Yeah, I'm at Chang Wang's apartment, and he says... you did? Oh, well, yes, yeah, right now. I'm helping him with the computer problem, so we'll be here. Yes, yeah, thank you, sir. He's on his way. Says he'll do the test. Man, there's nothing here. It's kind of like it's been exposed to some kind of electromagnetic field.
Why would that matter?
A magnet can wreak serious havoc on a drive.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's quite simple.
For a brain like yours, maybe.
Thought you were supposed to be some kind of a genius.
Look what I did to my own laptop. 80 gigs somewhere in the ether.
Should have called me at the first sign of trouble. There may have been warnings.
So you can't help me?
Here's what I can do for you. While you're being interviewed, I can format your whole drive for you so you can start rebuilding.
You do that for me?
Huh. What are friends for?
I didn't think you were going to hold me to this.
I could have let it slide. Proved you were completely untrustworthy. Mind if I take a peek at that software?
Brand new stuff. Supposed to be better than the bulky old hardware.
Interesting, Sequoia. Aurelio.
You know how I'm going to respond to that, right?
Something like, don't do it?
Correct.
Won't happen again.
Let's get this over with. State your name.
Chang Wong.
Is today Sunday?
No.
Is the sky blue?
Yes.
Are you a male?
Yes.
Do you work for the global community?
I am employed by them, yes.
That's the answer you want to give?
Yes.
Are you loyal to the Supreme Potentate?
The Supreme Potentate? Yes, I am.
Have you ever done anything that would be considered disloyal to the Supreme Potentate?
Not intentionally, no.
Stick to yes or no answers.
No.
Do you get confidential information from someone who leaks it to you from the inner circle around the Supreme Potentate?
No.
Is the Supreme Potentate risen from the dead and the living Lord?
Yes.
Can His Excellency Nikolai Carpathia personally count on your continuing loyalty for as long as you serve as an employee of the global community? Understand the question?
Of course.
Then your answer is yes?
No.
Don't start playing games now, Chang, or we'll have to do this all over again.
Well, Mr. Figueroa, I can certainly say in all sincerity that I will continue to show the same level of loyalty to the global community leader that I've had for him since the very beginning.
So that's a yes?
It's merely what it is.
Is this about your dad?
Could be.
You don't want to just say yes and be done with it?
That's the last question?
Yes.
How am I doing so far?
It looks fine.
Then let it ride.
That last answer could look evasive.
To whom?
To anybody who's got a question.
Do you have a question, Mr. Figueroa?
Oh, man, do you ever just give a straight answer?
Should I?
Oh! Let's go, Lars.
Your laptop's all set, Chang.
Find any of my stuff on it?
No, but you can rebuild from here with a clean slate.
You have no idea how I feel about what you've done for me here, Lars.
Well, you're welcome.
Let's get George in on this farewell.
Hey, George, come over here.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of him.
Michael, ready to get inside?
In a minute. Now get in here with us. George is going to be heading to Greece to pick up the teenagers I told you about.
Man, wish I could go. Hey, be careful, George. These kids are growing.
I'll say hello for you. And I'm glad for the chance to help out.
Oh, sure. Let's have a quick word of prayer before we head home.
One moment, please. Hmm? I have here what little I was able to collect of the ashes of Miss Durham. I want to entrust these to you, Captain Steele, to take back to her new brothers and sisters in the safe house, back to some who knew her and loved her, even long before she gave herself to the Christ. Then bring them back with Zion ben Judah, and we will remember her one last time before he addresses the remnant of Israel. And as we think of David Hasid, we wish only that we also had a token by which to remember our courageous brother who knew so few of us personally, but who contributed so much to the cause.
I have a token. This is his phone. I cleaned it up a little.
Would you take that to our comrades in Chicago for a moment of remembrance? Looking forward to the day when we shall see this dear one again.
If it's okay with you, I think I'll ask his friend, Hannah, to carry it back to the States for us.
A wonderful idea.
Thank you.
May God bless you, my friends. Thank you. Thank you for all you have done. And now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Behind, the dramatic audio series is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.